Today on Mother's Day, we're going to give our mothers more than just chocolate and flowers, which we should, by the way. We're going to release as many mothers from purgatory as possible. And with God, all things are. Using the inspiration of St. Gemma Galgani, taken from her autobiography written by her spiritual director, listen to this. Mention must also be made of the zeal of this child of heaven in the aid of the suffering souls in purgatory. If love, when it is true, has no bounds, certainly hers that had reached the summit of perfection must have been unlimited. Her zeal for the poor suffering souls was indeed extraordinary. She often offered fervent prayers together with penances and her immense spiritual and corporal sufferings for all the souls in purgatory in general. At the same time, just as was her way with sinners, she always had some particular soul on her mind for whose relief she was especially interested. Yes, suffer, she used to say, suffer for sinners and even more for the suffering souls, and in a particular way for whom she would name. And our Lord, who likewise ardently desires to draw those holy souls to himself, moved his servant to an increase of zeal and continually suggested to her new modes of expiation. The angel has told me, she said, that this evening Jesus will let me suffer a little more for a soul in purgatory. That is for 2 hours beginning at 9 o'clock. That suffering was very great, as she herself confessed. My head pained me more than usual, and every movement I made was torture. Heaven accepted the expiation of so worthy a creature, and the pains of those blessed souls from day to day grew less, and their suffering was shortened. Gemma knew by divine inspiration that in the convent of the Passionist nuns at Corneto in Italy, there was a religious sister very dear to God who was near death. She asked me about it, and on my answering that it was so, she at once began to implore of Jesus to make the particular religious expiate all her faults on her deathbed, so that breathing her last she might enter paradise at once. Her prayer, at least in part, was heard. The sister suffered greatly and died in a few months. Gemma told those in her home of it in order that they might pray for the deceased, and she gave her name, Mary Teresa of the Infant Jesus, as she was not known in Lucca. After her death, this soul appeared to her full of sorrow, imploring her help as she was undergoing great torments in purgatory for certain defects. Nothing more was needed to set all the fibers of Gemma's heart in motion. From that moment, she gave herself no rest, prayers, tears, and loving petitions to our Lord. Jesus, save her, she was over her to exclaim. Jesus, take Mary Teresa to paradise without delay. She is a soul that is most dear to thee. Let me suffer much for her. I want her to be in heaven. During this time, Gemma writes the following in her diary. It was around 9:30 and I was reading. All of a sudden, I am shaken by a hand, resting gently on my left shoulder. I turn in fright. I was afraid and tried to call out, but I was held back. I turned and saw a person dressed in white. I recognized it was a woman. I looked and her expression assured me I had nothing to fear. Gemma, she said after some moments, do you know me? I said no, because that was the truth. She responded, I am Mother Maria Teresa of the Infant Jesus. I thank you so, so much for the great concern you have shown me, because soon I shall be able to attain my eternal happiness. Then she added, continue still, because I still have a few days of suffering. And in so saying, she caressed me and then went away. Her countenance, I must say, inspired much confidence in me. From that hour, I redoubled my prayers for her soul so that soon she should reach her objective. But my prayers are too weak. How I wish that for the souls in purgatory, my prayers should have the strength of the saints. And the dear victim of expiation suffered without ceasing for 16 days, at the end of which God was pleased to accept her sacrifice and to release that soul. This is how Gemma herself told me of it. Toward 1:30, it seemed to me that the Blessed Mother herself came to tell me that the hour was drawing nigh. Then almost immediately I thought I saw Mary Teresa coming toward me, clad as a Passionist, accompanied by her guardian angel and by Jesus. Oh, how she was changed since the day I first saw her. Smiling, she drew close to me and said, I am truly happy and I go to enjoy my Jesus forever. She thanked me again. Then she made sign of bidding me goodbye with her hand several times, and with Jesus and her guardian angel, she flew to heaven. It was about 2:30 in the morning. God converted the world through the labors of 12 poor fishermen, and he now continues to save many through the secret tears, penances, and pains of humble souls who are discarded by the world and yet are great in his eyes. One of them assuredly was this saintly virgin of Lucca. What St. Gemma reveals to us is a secret method of releasing all the mothers in purgatory, not because no one knows about it, but because so few of us practice it. And many of us see her voluntary suffering and penances as something only for those far advanced in the spiritual life or those that are saints. But if we think about it, how long have we been practicing our faith? Many of us, 5, 10, 15, 20 years. When are we going to get to the advanced stuff, if ever? Rather, we will get to the advanced when we choose to do so and make the choice right now. Not when this and that happens, but right now. We've been in our faith long enough to start practicing what this some 20-year-old did in her life. So today on Mother's Day, pray extra prayers to deliver as many mothers from purgatory. Pray the Chaplet of the Seven Sorrows. Pray the Chaplet of St. Gertrude, the Rosary. As it says here, redouble your prayers. But along with that, ask Jesus for suffering. If you're asking Jesus for suffering and he permits it, then it is within his will and we should have nothing to be afraid of. Sometimes when I say this, people are terrified and they're so afraid, saying, but what if he actually sends it to me? And I would say, if Jesus sends you extra suffering, then he allowed it. Then it must be good, correct? And it's what the saints did. And we do it for mothers. If we really love mothers, and yours might be living, but if we really love them, then we should suffer even just a little bit for them. Did they not suffer also for us? Today on Mother's Day, let's try to release and deliver every single mother from purgatory. Maybe we're only going to deliver one, but at least it's one. And even if we don't fully deliver them, at least we reduced their sufferings in purgatory. My friends, do not be afraid to take this upon yourself. It's the least we could do. We need to give them more than just chocolate and flowers, but something more profound, which is our prayers and our sacrifices, especially for those in purgatory. My friends, if this video has helped you in any way, please subscribe and like and support through Buy Me a Coffee. I'll see you in the next one.